Good morning. We're starting Chaya Adam, Klal Zion, which is the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah and for Brachas, and the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Tzara, and L'Kai Neshama. So after we get the introduction which we gave, let's start learning the Klal. Ksiv Erchatz Siman Aleph. Ksiv Erchatz B'Nikoyin Ka'apai B'Asoy V'Vo. Es Mizbach HaKho Hashem. So the Pasuk says, until him, the person first washes his hands. David Melo says he will wash his hands, benikoyin, with cleanliness, and then he will come to walk around the Mizbeach, means come to do the service of the Voida around the Mizbeach. Mizeh somchu chachamim, sh'asu lisbalo bein shakris o'mincha umariv, ashiyutu yodah b'mayim adaperik. So the Zechi of Netila, For Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, the person should not daven Tefillah until he washes his hands. Adaperik, which means until the wrist. The Heinol Chibur Hayad Lazoya, the place where the hand meets the arm. Dumi the Koyan, the Makadosh Yadav Lavoida, just like the Koyan would prepare his hands for Avoida by washing his hands. Now the Koyan would do Kiddush Adam Raglaim, Chazar would not Makayev Nikoyan of Raglayim, but they're Machayev and Nikoyan of the Yodayim, because it says Erchatz Benikoyan Kapoy, I'm cleansing my hands. If you ain't behem shum etinu for lichluch, this is true that a person has to wash his hands even though there's no known dirtiness on the hands. So he still has to wash his hands. Even if he was in the middle of learning beforehand. So we assume that his hands had some level of cleanliness to be allow him to be able to learn Torah. Or Obam Tzasuda, his person actually is in the middle of the meal and he washes hands for the Suda. So he mamash washes hands. So we're saying that even though he washes hands, since the hands were not washed with the kavanah to be used for tefillah purposes, so that netilah is not sufficient. The Mishaburah points this out as well, Mishaburah and Hichlis Mincha, that if a person washes hands for achila, and he ate, even though he was not Maseiach Das from the Shmir of his Yadayim, then Netilah does not, which is for Achila, does not work for Tefillah, because our Machayev is separate washing for Tefillah. Now, if that's true, the person washes hands already, he still has to wash his hands for davening, so obviously, Mekolshkin v'stam yadayim, so this is going to be Kal v'chomer, we're talking about stam yadayim, which we don't know of any specific dirtiness on the hands, but we have not cleansed them. A person must cleanse his hands before Tefillah. Okay, so this is in a case where a person has stam yadayim, he's not aware of any dirtiness in his hands. So Chazal were not mechayev him to go seek out water. But Chazal said if water is available, the person has a chiyuv to wash. If a person, we'll see in the next siman, if a person is aware of that his hands are not clean, then he has a chiyuv to actually seek out water, and he has to travel for that purpose to go seek out water. And then we'll discuss how far he has to go to get that. But this, in the case where it's just stam yadayim, means we're not aware of anything specifically unclean about his hands, so we are mechuyev to wash our hands, but that's only if water is available. If water is not available, we do say that a person should be menaka his yadayim. Menaka his yadayim, a person rubs it against something which of a cord, like a cloth or a hard wall or something of that sort, which would remove any sweatiness, dirtiness, which would be on the hands, would be rubbed off onto from such an action. A person is mechayev to do that, even though he doesn't have water available. It's called being menaka the hands, cleaning the lashon of naki of clean. So Midi the Menaki, a person should use Midi the Menaki even if water is not available. Have a good morning.